Welcome, friends. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com. Today is the 24th of January, 2015, here in the wintry cold climes of Western Japan. And for those of you who are watching the video version of this interview, a little extra Easter egg, I'm wearing my NSA parody sweatshirt that we talked about back in interview 732 with Dan McCall of LibertyManiacs.com. For those of you who can read it, it says the NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. Ha ha ha. But we're not in interview 732 right now. We're in interview 995, and we're not talking to Dan McCall. We are talking to Jeff Berwick, the aka the Dollar Vigilante at dollarvigilante.com and also anarchopoco.com, I believe. Let's bring him into the conversation. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, James. And be careful wearing that shirt if you're going to be passing through the U.S.
Good point. I actually do think about such things as I travel around, because I had a horrible experience in Vancouver once, and I talked about it on the program once. But anyway,
I had a friend who was going through the TSA, and he had a bunch of sort of TSA shirts like that, NSA shirt, and it was in his luggage. And when he arrived in his destination, all the T-shirts were gone, and there was a note in his luggage saying, "We don't like your shirt."
Nice. Yeah. Well, at least it was only shirts that were stolen. It's usually expensive jewelry and stuff that gets stolen. But anyway, let's bring you into the conversation properly, because I'm sure most of my listeners will be familiar with you. Some of them might not be. I hope they will be, because, of course, you had me on your excellent must-listen podcast, Anarchast, back a year or two ago, and that's both on the archives at CorbettReport.com and Anarchast.com. But let's talk to people about Jeff Berwick and who he is, and I finally get to ask you the question that you ask everyone else. How did you become an anarchist?
Turning the tables on me here. I always was an anarchist. I think, and for people who don't know what anarchy is, it just means an without and archy with a ruler, which means you don't want to be ruled by someone. So I don't understand why anyone would want to be ruled by someone, but apparently some people do. So I think I never really was, I never wanted to be ruled by anybody, forcefully ruled. If you want to choose a ruler, if you want to be ruled, that's fine, but I want it to be all voluntary. So I lived my life mostly like that. And then I met Doug Casey in around, well, actually I knew him before, but I actually sat down for dinner with him around 2003. And he asked me a few questions, and he said, "Well, you know what you are, don't you?" And I said, "No." And he said, "You're a libertarian." And I'd never heard that word before. That word's fairly, wasn't really very well known until recently. And then he asked me a few more questions, and he said, "Well, you know what you are, don't you?" And I said, "No." And he said, "You're an anarchist." And I said, "What, like those people who throw bombs?" And he's like, no, that's what the media and the government says. And then I went on a wild journey. I traveled the world and tried to discover what was really going on, because as you know, and as you so well explain all the time, what you see in the media is not really the truth about what's going on in the world. So I bought a sailboat and I tried to sail around the world. I ended up sinking it in El Salvador, and I just kept going. I went to about 100 different countries and really discovered and really read via the internet. I was constantly reading about Austrian economics and all sorts of things like that, and trying to discover how the monetary system works, how the financial system works, how the political systems work. And what I discovered was quite shocking, that pretty much everything that most people are told is a lie. And it's been quite a wild ride since then. So then I started the Dollar Vigilante to tell people about how the financial monetary systems work, and how wrong it is, and how actually evil central banking is, and just went from there.
Well, that's a good answer, and I like to think I was born an anarchist, but I was born into the status quo, and it took me decades to really work my way out of that. So so my hat's off to you for understanding that from an early age. But let's talk about Dollar Vigilante and the work that you do there. What do people find when they go to dollarvigilante.com?
Well, the tagline is surviving and prospering during and after the dollar collapse, and started it in about 2009, and it's been quite amazing to see the changes just in the last 5 years. When I first started writing it, because I started it right after the 2008 collapse, because I'd been looking at that and watching it, and I knew that there was going to be a major problem coming, and then when that happened, I really vindicated me that everything that I was seeing and what I was thinking was correct. And all they've been doing since then, of course, has just been printing money. And we've seen that just this week. We see this almost every day. We see it in Japan with Abenomics. Just the other day, the European Central Bank said they're going to print up a trillion more currency units. It's just happening all the time. So when I first started, I was thinking, what am I going to write about? Because there isn't too much to write about. It's like not like I have something to write about every day. And now it's literally 10 or 20 things a day. And I have to just pick and choose because I believe we're coming to the very end of this monetary system right now. And I don't think there's much time left. I think literally this year there's going to be a major, major issue. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to transpire, but I think we're going to see something like 2008 times 10. So what's that? 20,000 and sorry, I'm bad at math. I was publicly indoctrinated, so I didn't really get good at math, but it's going to be bad. And I think the next few years are also going to be really incredibly bad. I think people are going to be shocked at the changes. So that's what I write about a lot at the Dollar Vigilante.
Yes, I wish I could disagree with what you're saying there, but unfortunately it's playing out. And as you say, that new trillion euros that they're printing up out of nothing over the course of the next year is going to add to that market mayhem. What do you actually suggest for people who are looking for ways to save their money long term, save the wealth that they've tried to accrue over the years of blood, sweat, and tears that they've been pumping into their nest egg?
Yeah, that's the right way to say it, is how to save their wealth. As far as money, people don't even know what money is anymore because we've been in the central banking fiat currency system, at least in the U.S., since 1913, so a little over 100 years. And it's really, they really don't teach people what the monetary system is. You never go to a U.S. government indoctrination camp, which they call schools, and they tell you how the money system works. I think it was Ford who said around 100 years ago that if people actually understood how the monetary system worked, there'd be a revolution tomorrow. And so as far as saving your wealth, and I think that's really the key here, is not to so much get rich or make a lot of money through this collapse. I think the people who are going to win through this are the people who lose the least. I think there's going to be a lot of losses during this. So it's really about getting outside of the financial system. The financial system is a completely fake financial system. It's essentially communist. It's centrally planned, centrally banked, which is a tenet of communism. And all these banks are bankrupt. So they're all insolvent. They're just being propped up by money printing, and we're seeing that all the time now. So I really recommend to get outside of the financial system as much as possible. Try to get your assets into hard assets as much as possible, and that would include things like precious metals and things like foreign real estate, for example. And I really recommend getting your assets outside of the jurisdiction where the government claims to own you. So if you're an American, I would really recommend getting a lot of your assets outside of the U.S. because as these governments collapse, and we've seen this so many times throughout history, they will try to take as much from their tax cows as possible to stay alive a little bit longer. And so I really recommend that. And then there's, of course, things I don't recommend putting all your assets into something like Bitcoin, but I think people should really be looking into it because that is the new paradigm. We're going through a paradigm shift, in my opinion, right now that is going to be biblical in proportions. And it's going to be dangerous, but it's also going to be exciting at the same time. So there's a lot of negatives and positives all happening at the same time, but it is going to be dangerous. And so for those people who have never heard these concepts before or just watched CNBC for their financial information, they're going to be shocked at the changes. But for those who are awake to what's going on, there's going to be a lot of possibilities and actually ways to really do fairly well through this process, but it's not going to be easy.
Well, you're right about that. Currencies can be created and destroyed, as Mario Draghi and the other central bankers are teaching us, but wealth isn't created or destroyed. It's only transferred. And in these types of events, yes, we definitely see the transfers go on, and usually towards the people at the top of this pyramid, unfortunately. So if people do know what's coming, there are ways to prepare. I hope they will check into Dollar Vigilante to find out more about that and to track this this story as it continues to develop over the next year, two, three, who knows. But let's talk about the proximate cause of today's conversation. Here I am freezing my keister off in wintry Japan, and there you are with a beautiful backdrop behind you for the benefit of those watching the video. Tell us about where you are and how you got there.
Yeah, Al Gore's global warming really isn't working out. I'm amazed that he's still trying to push it. And they're all in Davos right now with their 1,700 private jets, all trying to tell people that they shouldn't even use cars anymore. And they're actually, did you see the latest that they want to do a $90 trillion scheme where they're going to try to get rid of all cars in all cities in the world because of global warming, which isn't really happening. And it's actually very interesting. So yeah, you brought up where I am. I'm in Acapulco, Mexico. And I've been here for about 6 years, and I find it to be the freest city in North America. It's very free. They actually got rid of the police from here a few months ago. And first of all, the police went on strike. It was really interesting, and no one really noticed. And then after about a month or two, people were like, hey, have you noticed the traffic's a lot better? And it seems like everything's just a lot more relaxed. And then people went, yeah, and where are the police? And then people started to notice. And then they said, whoa, they're all gone. Great. And then the police came out, and they actually just sort of did a little demonstration the other day, and they're like, you know, they started to block the roads and say, you have to bring us back. And people are like, why? So I'm here in Acapulco, and we're going to have a conference called Anarchapulco. And the whole theme or tagline is rethink, reinvent all the things. And there's so many amazing things going on right now in terms of reinvention and paradigm shifts and technology. For example, in the money system, Bitcoin is a complete evolution, not just a revolution, but an evolution in money and banking. So we're going to have a lot of Bitcoin-related people here, people like Roger Ver, who's also living there in Japan. He's known as the Bitcoin Jesus. He's coming over here. He was actually trying to go to the Miami Bitcoin Conference, but he wasn't allowed into the U.S., which actually I think he'll look back upon as being a blessing and not a curse. And many other people like that. And we're going to be having all kinds of interesting people from around the world, including many people. I get contacted every day by people who want to come. And I just got contacted by someone from the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth who'll be coming here. So there's going to be a lot of just interesting people who are discussing many of the things that you discuss all the time. And it's just going to be fascinating. There's also going to be people like Luke Radowski of We Are Change, Dan Dix of Press for Truth, talking about independent media. And I know you were just on TED Talks talking about the pen is mightier than the sword, and I think that's 100% correct, and the internet is much mightier than the pen. And so there's a lot going on, and most people don't even really know it. And many of the people are going to be coming here to Acapulco just to congregate and talk about all of these issues and also be on the beach in Acapulco in the end of February.
That is at least one reason to go there for sure. And you have been good enough to invite me to come to speak there as well, which I'm very grateful for. After a string of invitations to wintry northern European countries in the coldest months of the year, I finally get an invitation to speak at a very nice, warm, beautiful tropical place. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I've never been to Mexico, so I don't know what to expect. I'm sure it'll be a great time, and I'm looking forward to seeing so many of these different people. Give people an idea of how long this event is, how many days is it, what kinds of events are going to be going on in conjunction with it.
Yeah, you've never been to Mexico, so it's going to be really interesting for you. A lot of people say it's a failed state, and I always say, well, you say that like it's a bad thing. It's much freer because of that. It's fairly failed, but there is still a government here, but they don't really bother too many people too much, although with any time with government, there's always some problems. The conference is actually February 27th to March 1st, which is 3 days, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there's going to be all kinds of speakers, panels. We're going to have artists. We're going to have Rob Hussle, who's his video has gone viral now, Call the Cops, because he did a video about police brutality. And he actually did that, I think, about a year ago. And then all this Ferguson and all this stuff became really popular. So he's gone viral. So he's going to be performing on the beach one night. We also, before the conference, have a number of workshops. So we're going to have a two-day entrepreneurship workshop run by ExoBase, which is run by the company Exosphere. And that's another important thing, in my opinion. People have not been taught how to be entrepreneurs. They don't get this information in the school system. Not even if you go to business school or college, they will never really teach you how to be an entrepreneur. So that's just a two-day workshop on that. We're then going to have Luke Radowski of We Are Change is going to have his first live Change Media University, which you're going to be at. Dan Dix and Press for Truth is going to be at. So we've got three of like the top independent alternative media journalists going to be there. And it's just going to be a one-day sort of seminar or course on how to start up your own alternative media or independent media venture, which you all have done and done very well, and you're some of the most successful at it. And then we're going to also have a one-day workshop on unschooling, which is a real revolution in how to deal with children. It's essentially peaceful parenting and unschooling and not forcing kids to learn things they don't want to learn, and it actually works a lot better. So these are all paradigm-shifting things. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. It's also just going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of parties, VIP dinners, which of course you'll be at, James. I don't know if I told you, but you're definitely going to be there, and so many great things.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. No, you didn't tell me, so I'm finding out as we go here. But I understand Cody Wilson's also going to be there.
Yes, that's right. Cody Wilson of the Dark Wallet and also the 3D printed gun fame. So that's another paradigm shift. He's been shifting paradigms for quite a while. And so so many interesting people. And he's interesting because he's so outspoken about freedom. And he recently came out and said he's going to run for the president of the Bitcoin Foundation with the sole purpose of shutting it down. Because the entire purpose of the Bitcoin Foundation is to integrate Bitcoin with government. And so very interesting, very great group of people coming here from all around the world.
I am absolutely very pumped to be there, not as a speaker, although that'll be great too, but just to meet a lot of these people. I mean, it'll be so wonderful, especially some of these other alt media producers that you're talking about that I've never actually met in real life, finally meeting them in person. So it's going to be
There's a few that we haven't, they're just attending. They kind of want to keep under the radar, but there's even more that I haven't even told you who I think you know, who I think you're going to be excited that are going to be here as well. So there's going to be a lot of really interesting people congregating here.
Excellent. Well, I hope we are at least whetting the appetite for the audience out there. And of course, all of the details of all of the speakers and the various events that are going on are up on anarchopoco.com. Harder to say than it is to visit. So of course, the link is going to be in the show notes for this interview if you're interested in checking it out. And I assume there's going to be some sort of package deal with a hotel for people who want to attend.
Yeah, it's if you're coming to the conference, hotel, it's called the Copacabana Hotel here in Acapulco, right in the middle of the bay. If you just let them know, if you call or email and just say you're coming to an Acapulco, you get a special deal. I think it's around $80 a night. It's not very expensive. And if you want to spend, I think it's up about $120 a night, you get all you can eat and all you can drink pretty much 24 hours a day. So it's definitely not really expensive. And it's just going – so that's the sort of it's not really a package deal, but it's definitely a good deal on the hotel and accommodations.
All right, excellent. Okay, well, I think that's the basis covered. And again, people can go to the website for any more information about that. Anything else you want to tell people about the event, or anything else you have upcoming in your calendar?
No, that's basically it. I didn't realize I started this event around 6 months ago just as an idea. And as it happens many times with many of my ideas, I didn't really realize how popular it was going to get. So this has actually taken up quite a bit of my time now, which I wasn't expecting, but I'm actually quite happy about because I'm really excited about it. I've been to many Liberty conferences around the world and many in the U.S. And I always said, why would you have a freedom conference in the U.S.? It's one of the least free countries in the world. And people said, well, why don't you do one in Acapulco? And I thought they were kind of just joking. I never even thought about it. So I started this, and it's turning into quite a bit of a big thing. So I've got to focus on it a little bit now until for the next month or so. It's coming up in a little bit more in a month. And
well, yeah. I hate to tell you this, but you're about to get a lot more people interested, I hope, as a result of this conversation. So anyway, hey, we can expand it. Maybe we can make this into a bigger thing. Maybe it could be annual. Who knows? Anyway, I'm looking forward to this. I really am. And it's coming up pretty quickly. It's only a month away, so I guess I better get my speech prepared and get all ready for the Change Media University, and you got to get all your stuff in line as well. So I think we'll leave it there for today, but anyways, of course, people can once again check you out, dollarvigilante.com, anarchast.com, anarchopoco.com, all of them linked up in the show notes. Jeff Berwick, thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, thank you, James. Keep up the great work.